Since Pulse Data International released the Braille Notes note-taker based on the Windows CE operating system, there's been speculation that Blasey Engineering, now a division of Freedom Scientific, would have to respond. And in July, Dick Chandler, the president of Freedom Scientific, said on this program that they would be doing so. The first response has come in the form of the Millennium series. That's just one of the things we talk about as Alan Holst of Blasey Engineering returns from Closing the Gap with a lot of news.
Alan, welcome back to the program. Closing the Gap has been and gone, and you've had some interesting products from Freedom Scientific that you've been premiering there.
Well, we did, and I'll be happy to kind of review for you what we had on the hardware side. The software side, others can talk about. But on the hardware side, I'll start with a piece of software. We had WinDisk there, which, as you know, is our Windows-based disk product for the PC. It lets you use the drives on your PC as drives for your Blasey Notetaker. That, of course, existed in the form of PC disk for many years, but now you can do it under Windows. And we had mentioned that was coming at NFB, but we actually, and ACB time, but we actually now were able to give out CDs of it and make it available to people. So we have that. We also had demonstrated there a new product for computer-aided instruction of Braille. This product is called Sal, and Sally Mangold, who actually is internationally known, you were just mentioning to me that you folks even know of her overseas, is helping out with that. And this is a product that we're quite excited about because it will help teach Braille in places where the resources for instruction are very scarce. We also had the Inferno, which is a new Braille printer that we have, and we had a model of the Millennium Braille Light, which we'll talk about in just a minute, I'm sure. And, of course, the big thing continues to be the Type Light.
Well, let's just backtrack over some of those things. WinDisk, is that available for people to download now who have the 2000 updates?
WinDisk will be on our website, and if anyone has any difficulty, they can call the Freedom Scientific office, and we will be more than happy to send them a CD-ROM version, a CD version of it, assuming they, of course, have a CD on their computer, but it also, I can send it to people as an attachment, even if they need it. And you are correct in saying that it goes with the 2000 update. If anyone has purchased the 2000 update, they will be eligible to get, WinDisk.
So you say it will be on there, it's not on there just yet?
By the time this goes air, I believe it will be.
Oh, that's very exciting. So people can go to is it Blasey.com still, or do people go through freedomscientific.com?
It's on the Blasey.com website now. I believe it will be on the HJ or the freedom.com website by the time this airs.
That's excellent. Well, we'll look forward to giving WinDisk a go. The Braille instruction software, Sal, is that something that's designed for blind people to learn Braille, or is it for instructors or would-be instructors?
No, it's designed for blind people to learn Braille.
So how does that actually work?
The product manager for that in our office is Frank Ezik, and I'm sure he would be happy to talk about it, or Sally Mangold would be happy to talk about it.
Okay.
It is a very innovative approach to the teaching of Braille, and I don't want to steal their fire.
No, that's understandable. That'll be interesting to follow up further, because Braille instruction can be at a bit of a premium in some parts of the world.
I think it's right, and I think this product will help to address that.
Hmm. Now, this Braille printer, anything particularly exciting to tell us about the Inferno?
We had the Blazer for many years.
Right.
Which was an eight and a half inch wide paper product. This one will take the wide 12 inch paper, and it is running between 50 and 60 CPS.
The Type Light. I'm interested that I hear whispers that the Type Light has a new voice.
It does. We have now put the double talk chip in there, and as of sometime in November, all new Type Lights will go out with that, and we are discussing currently plans to see that all the customers who purchased them to this point get those as well. Some people complain about the older speech, and I think speech is kind of like someone's taste in wine or beer. Once you get used to a given iteration of speech, you know, you become very comfortable with it. But for new users, the double talk is proving to be quite popular.
But yet there are some people I see on the lists who can't stand the double talk speech either.
You can't please everybody.
No, I guess that's right. How much flexibility is there in terms of the way that the double talk can be adjusted in the Typelite?
We're still making some tweaks, but it just as a regular double talk, it has multiple voices. And the other thing that I'm quite excited about is that it also has a tone generation. So we will be able to, you know, create tones if we want to. And we may even be able to generate the tones for dialing a phone at some point.
Well, that would be a really useful addition to the sort of the personal organizer type features, wouldn't it?
It really is. You know, I don't know if you're anything like me, but as you get older, you know, you're just trying to keep all these numbers in your head and so forth. Being able to walk up and push a button that just dials a phone number for you can be real handy.
I definitely think computers have made us lazy in that regard. They definitely
have.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You've got a switch on the Typelite. You just flick it and you can switch between being a braille display on the one hand and you switch it again and it's back to a personal organizer again.
Yeah, actually, you know, we had this feature in the old VersaBrailles, the last generation of VersaBraille, which I was product manager for at Telesensory, had this feature, and it was one of my all-time favorite features because I think that seeing people tend to, for example, maybe take notes, work on an outline or something with a pencil and paper, and then flip back to their computer screen and do that. Obviously, you know, in the DOS world where you only could have one document, one program running at once, and maybe if you were lucky in something like WordPerfect, have two documents. You know, you just never seem to have enough places to write different ideas down and to work in different places. Today with Windows, you know, we have the ability to Alt-Tab between things, but I like this switch even better because it's not as disorienting to me. I don't worry that I've lost my place. The way it's implemented in the Typelite, you can be virtually anywhere in the note taker. You know, you could be in the status menu, for example, and flip the switch and be looking at the computer and then flip back to the Typelite whenever you want. I think it's good for example, making an outline of a paper that you want to write when you're away from your computer or looking up research that you've done. I could envision a student, you know, taking down quotes or research things that they've done and flipping between the two documents. It's quite handy in that way.
At the moment, there is just the same software that we've come to expect in Blazy Note Takers, though, is there in the Typelite? It's the same setup?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same setup with one slight and significant, I think, caveat. And that is that in, I believe it was the 98 revision, we added a feature called View in Grade 2. And, you know, in standard BrailleLite, it's got some value, but in a Typelite, it has a lot more value. As you may know, what happens in a standard BrailleLite is that you can take a document from something like the Internet that's just in computer Braille, turn this feature on, and you're automatically seeing it in Grade 2. And, you know, that was handy for people who downloaded documents from the Internet. But in the Typelite, it's even better because you can be typing, and then when you want to review what you've written, you can, you know, review it in Grade 2, and that, I think, people will find to be especially helpful.
Now, the double talk speech that's in the Typelite, is there going to be a means by which people with other Blazy note takers can have that speech, or is it just not technically possible?
It is something we are discussing. If there is a high demand for it, it is something that we would like to be able to do for people. And you know, it's you raise an interesting question because that's why I say it's kind of like what you get used to. I think that for people who are making a new purchase, they may really, you know, care that they have this double talk chip. But for people who have been using Blazy Speech for years, the speech that's in Blazy units for years, you know, I wonder if they will even have a desire to change. But if they do, we are planning to make that available.
Okay. Well, enough of the suspense. Let's talk about the Millennium series, which Dick Chandler kind of signaled to us when we spoke with him back in July, although it didn't get called the Millennium series then. But that's what he was referring to. What is the Millennium series? What's different about it?
Well, it will come in two flavors. The initial flavor and the flavor that we had a model of at Closing the Gap is a 20-cell version. And this 20-cell version looks quite similar to an existing Braille light. Of course, the two extra cells are there, with some extra little features that make it particularly interesting. First of all of these units will have cursor routers. So even the short unit will have cursor routers. Second of all, they will all be 8-dot units. And that will give us the ability to create all kinds of key sequences that won't be just spacebar dependent. So we'll be able to use the dot 7 and 8 for the sake of courting, as well as use the spacebar, reducing the number of keystrokes you'll need to use to call a given function. The next thing that is particularly unique about it, and I think this is the thing that's really going to make it interesting to people, is that it has whiz wheels. And these wheels are similar to what you'll find on some of the commercial mice today. Just to give you a little background on this, when you work with a Braille display on a PC, I'm thinking about the old days under DOS with a navigator, which I did a good deal of, the ability to just kind of zoom up and down the screen was important to get a picture of kind of how things were laid out, where there might be a lot of extra blank space. If you wanted to move down and just watch the left edge to find where an indention was, things of that nature. And I've always missed that in the current line of note-taker displays. When you use a note-taker type display and you don't have that kind of a feature as you might have in a Power Braille or another one of the long displays. So what this is a little wheel that you can just roll the display up or down the screen. And there will be one of these on each side of the display, giving you very tight control over the movement of the display on a PC screen. And I think that's going to be a very popular feature.
Okay, the other thing I understand you're adding from the press release material is an email client.
Yeah, there is a modem in this unit, and there will be text-based email available, and that's absolutely right.
When you say text-based email, you're making a distinction because it's not going to be able to read HTML messages?
Yes, that's correct.
How fully featured is the email client? For instance, I'm on lots of lists, email lists. Is it going to be possible to have rules that automatically filter messages into different folders?
We are working on that, yes.
And the built-in modem, can you tell me a bit about that?
It's a very fast, standard, you know, Hayes compatible modem. This will work with, one thing I should very much clarify, this will be for PPP. This is not, you know, on POP3. This is not going to require that you have a shell account.
Right.
So you will be able to download, you know, your email with it. The way it's currently designed, you will connect to, you know, your phone line, and it'll dial up, download your messages or upload any messages that you've written while offline, and then log off. So it'll keep your phone time down to a pretty bare minimum. Not that many people anymore use systems where you pay by the minute, but if you happen to use one of those systems, this would be terrific because you're not going to consume much extra time with it. But the features in the email package will, you know, be good for people who just need to exchange text-based messages. And I think these will become more common for people who are on the go because that's what cell phones are using.
The most near competitor to the Millennium series offers the ability to read Word documents. Is that something you're including in this release?
No. We will not do that. What I would point out about that is clearly they don't really read it, the Word document as I understand it, with Word. They're reading it with their own piece of software. So, yeah. While you are importing a Word document, we can effectively do the same thing by saving something as a text file and importing that text file, or sending it out as a text file and then bring it into Word as a text file. So, I think functionally you have the same capability.
You would lose all the formatting, though, in terms of, you know, that you're bolding, you're underlining, all of that sort of thing.
That is correct.
Yeah. All right. So, at the moment, no web surfing in this particular package?
No web surfing.
Is that the kind of thing that Dick Chandler was talking about when he said there's going to be something even bigger and zippier coming out next year?
Well, you know, I would first of all say that if you can't listen to ACB radio on it, what good is it?
Well, exactly.
I would take the position that when you're going to go on the web and do web surfing, you really need a full functioning computer. We want to make the world's greatest note taker. And the fact that that note taker can also be a terrific braille display at the flip of the switch is what we really want people to understand we have. We are not trying to be a computer in this generation. We are trying to be the world's greatest note taker and to be a darn good braille display for a computer. I think that when you look throughout history of this kind of technology, several people have tried to build a blind, dedicated mainstream computer. And the problem is that they get obsoleted so quickly. If you recognize what you're buying it for, you know, you're buying it for given functions, and you're buying these things to be primarily note takers or primarily braille displays, then I think we have a really good package. We're not claiming to be a computer.
Are you at liberty to comment any more on the difference between what's coming out very shortly, namely the Millennium Series, and what Mr. Chandler said on this program would be coming out sometime next year? I mean, what kind of person should hold out and not buy this and wait for the next one?
Well, I would put it in kind of a different context. If it's not so much a matter of holding out, if the unit does what you need it to do today, and achieves your goals today, then I would suggest that it's an appropriate purchase. There will always be technology in the future. You will never find a time when someone can light and say, the technology is stable and now I can buy it. When a new piece of technology comes out, and I'm not going to give you any idea when a new piece might come out, but I can tell you it won't be as soon as many people would like. When a new piece of technology comes out, it goes through a phase of beta testing and a phase of evolution and change and so forth. The great thing about the current line and the Millennium series in particular is the software in it is been used for a long time. It's pretty well perfected. Whereas when a new product comes out, you know, we are a very small population. And the challenge is, when you bring a new device out, to be able to get a wide enough testing to have it be stable without having every potential customer be a beta tester. So that may not be as definitive as you would like, but what I would encourage people to do is look at their needs today and not dwell too much on tomorrow, because tomorrow is at least a year off, and I would say chances are more than a year off.
You see, from my point of view, and I don't think I'm in a totally unusual situation, as somebody who gets around the country and even sometimes around the world, I want a little thing that I can take with me. My laptop at the moment, I do have one that runs Windows, and it's a bit of a brick, to be honest. I want to be able to have something that will allow me to do my maintenance on a web-based server, for example, for ACB radio. So I'm really looking for one of these little devices to surf the web. Is it unreasonable to think that, given that Freedom Scientific now has JAWS and the expertise of developing note takers under its banner, that in a year's time we may well be looking at a product that offers full screen reading functionality in the next series?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. And the answer to that, I think I've said as much as I dare say
no,
on that
I understand.
Subject.
Yep, that's fine.
But I appreciate the question, and I appreciate that people want an answer to that question. I think that if you look at the millennium versus the competitive product that's out there doesn't do what you need it to do with respect to that either.
No, it doesn't. Mm.
So the question really is, should I buy the current product, or should I wait in hopes that a new product in the future will do what I need to do? And I think the answer is that product that you are hoping for is not here in the immediate foreseeable future. So you can make a decision feeling quite confident that you're not going to say 3 months from now, doggone it, I wish I had waited 3 months.
Yes.
And I think the other thing that you can be quite confident of when you look at Blasey's history, Freedom Scientific is trying to maintain that history of supporting people who have been faithful customers. We currently will take trade-ins of BrailleLite 40s and BrailleLite 18s, BrailleLite 2000s, I should say, in trade on the Millennium Series if people want to do that. And the pricing on it is quite fair. As you know, I don't like to get into pricing on your program because you have an international audience, and I don't want to confuse people as the prices will be different in different countries. But I think it's fair to say that someone who purchases technology today can be quite confident that Freedom Scientific will continue the Blasey tradition of supporting customers who have made a past purchase of its technology.
Let me just ask you about the type light in relation to the Millennium features. Is it going to be possible to have the email client and the PPP connectivity in a type light?
Yes.
So people who have a type light now, will that just be an update that you download the same way that you've downloaded updates for the Blasey note takers in the past?
Well, yes, with one caveat. The Millennium Braille light have a built-in modem. The type light will require an external modem, but other than that, the answer is yes.
Are there any other features in the Millennium series in terms of software changes that we haven't covered?
Did we talk about the flashcards?
No, we've got to get back to capacity in terms of how much stuff you can store in the Millennium, yeah.
Well, you know, these flashcards are really nifty. These are being used now in a lot of video cameras. And they're commercially available. And the other thing that's really nifty about them is that you can get these PCMCIA caddies for them, and they can go into the PCMCIA slot in a computer. So I think they offer two things. Number one, they offer very easy movement of files between a computer and your note taker. And the other thing they offer is virtually unlimited storage, and they're quite easily available commercially. So that is a benefit. The other thing about the Millennium series I should mention is that, of course, we've talked about the new speech. They do have a lot more ROM space. So there aren't quite the memory limitations that have been in past years. So there's more room for program memory. And of course they all have the AB switch, which I think is a huge advantage. So the flashcards, the greater ROM, the new speech, and the AB switch I think are the big features.
So when you've got your note taker loaded with flashcards, how big is the storage capacity in terms of text that you can put there?
Well, it obviously depends on the size of the flashcard you buy, but I've seen flashcards commercially available now as big as 90 megs.
So you could have 90 megs of capacity in your BrailleLite.
Which, yes. Well, yes, you could have that, plus the ability to just take out one flash card and put in another. So, you know, if theoretically you wanted to have a law library, you know, on several flash cards, if an attorney wanted to carry several flash cards into a court of law, you know, there would be virtually no limit to the amount of information he could carry if he wanted to carry several of these flashcards.
Now, without getting into the specifics of pricing, it will be possible. You made a distinction before when you were talking about upgrades between Browlite 18 and Browlite 2000. I mean, does that mean that do Browlite 18 users have an upgrade path?
Yes.
Okay. And so people, is information available about that now, or should we wait until the product is actually released?
We hope to be shipping Millennium's the 20 cell version by Christmas. In fact, I think, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have a different kind of light on your Christmas tree this year, a Braille light.
Absolutely.
I think that the best thing to do is to call the Freedom Scientific office and discuss with them, you know, your particular situation. And if someone is in a foreign country, then they best to discuss it with their local dealer.
What sort of ports are in this Millennium series, by the way? Because I know that when we met with Dick Chandler earlier this year, he made the comment that he was quite keen to see as many standards being used as possible.
That's something that we have been quite... I really appreciate his focus on that, because it was a concern to our customers, and I think we've been quite successful with that. We have, obviously, the serial ports that we've always had, and these are cables that are easy to get because they're cables that are used in Macintoshes and things, so you can get them commercially. We have serial ports, and in the Type Light, we also have PS2 keyboard ports, so that you can connect your Type Light directly to your PC through the keyboard port. And you can connect, if you want, a full PC keyboard to the Type Light, so they can be daisy chained.
I see. Underlying it all, is it the same basic chipset and operating system in the Millennium series that we've always had in the Note Takers?
Well, it is, but again, there are some new features that will make it a little bit better. The old system was running at 16 megahertz. This one will run at 30 megahertz. The old system required some drag to support the speech, and this one, because we're using the RC system speech chips, that will no longer be a factor. So I would say that there's better architecture, more modern architecture, but it is basically the same chip, supporting a lot more memory, of course. But, you know, I think when you get to this level, it's kind of like, I'll give you a sense, I'm kind of an old man, Jonathan. I was born in the 50s. And, I can remember hearing, people talk about horsepower in their cars. You know, there'd be a lot of people who would talk about, well, I've got, you know, 410 horsepower, and it was like everybody would kind of bow in homage. And I think that I've seen a lot of that with respect to computer processors in our day. I think people really buy a drill because they want a hole, and they buy a note taker because they want what the note taker does. I think that you will find that the new system will run a little bit faster, but for people who have used our technology in the past, it'll be a very, very easy step forward into this technology from the existing technology.
What sort of battery life do you think we're likely to expect, or is the unit too new for us to really know that at this stage?
No, it's 31 to 35 hours.
Okay, so no real change there?
No.
Yep. All right, and the best way to keep up to date with the Millennium series is what? Check the web page, be on an email list? What do you suggest?
I think checking the web page is, of course, always a good thing. I think that being in touch with a vendor of this technology that you know sells Blazy equipment is a great thing. I think that we are trying to make a concerted effort to be at as many shows, consumer shows, as we can. Always the 800 number is available to people who may not have access to the web or have very specific questions. So those are all good methods of following the news.